Good morning. My name is Jonathan Holloway, and today I've got the pleasure to introduce to you Twinlink Cotton from Bayer Crop Science. I'll summarise some data from between 2006 and 2009 on its agronomic performance and insecticidal efficacy. Twinlink expresses two proprietary BT genes from Bayer Crop Science, a Cry1AB elite event T304 and a Cry2AE elite event GHB619. Both of our constructs contain the BAR gene, which means that Twinlink has built-in tolerance to glufosinate ammonium. The trials and bioassays that we conducted between 2006 and 2009 focused on understanding the agronomic performance of the Twinlink product, looking at seasonal patterns of expression, looking at its pest spectrum and efficacy. We plan to launch Twinlink Cotton in the US in 2012, and in fact we began to submit our regulatory dossiers in December 2008. So in plan and preparation for that launch, and importantly, Twinlink will be available in 2012, pending regulatory approvals, stacked with Glytol cotton. So for growers, that will be two BT genes for insect management, as well as stacked herbicide tolerance, tolerance to glufosinate ammonium and glyphosate. Stacking or pyramiding more than one BT gene in the same plant is important from a resistance management standpoint, as you've heard in the previous talks. And here you can see the components of the currently available stacked BT products in cotton: Bolgar 2 from Monsanto, Wide Strike, and Twinlink. And Twinlink expresses a Cry1AB and a Cry2AE. So from an IRM perspective, it's a very similar product to Bolgar 2. In 2006, we conducted diet overlay assays using purified Cry1 and Cry2 proteins. Those data are presented here. A low bar on this chart is a good thing. It indicates a highly susceptible species. You can see that tobacco budworm and pink bollworm are both highly susceptible to Cry1AB and Cry2AE. So we might anticipate very good performance of Twinlink against these pests. In contrast, Helicoverpa zea, the cotton bollworm, and Helicoverpa armigera are more tolerant to Cry1AB and Cry2AE. So we focused our initial field development work on these more tolerant species so as not to get an unrealistically high expectation of our product's performance. So for the last four seasons, we've tested Twinlink in regulated trials, replicated trials across the US from California to North Carolina. These trials include Bayer locations as well as collaborative trials with some of the leading research entomologists from the USDA and university system. For example, in 2009, we tested Twinlink at 23 locations in the US. Most of those locations concentrated on agronomic performance and efficacy, but some of them also looked at the herbicide tolerance of our product. Most of those trials were conducted looking at Twinlink in a coca background. And when we compare Twinlink in a coca background with its recurrent parent, in plots that have been sprayed if necessary, according to local thresholds for insect pests, we see no yield drag or agronomic drags or lags associated with the Twinlink technology. We see no significant differences in plant height, bolls, retention, maturity, or yield associated with the Twinlink trait. The efficacy of Twinlink against pink bollworm is very high, according to these data from Dr. Peter Ellsworth at the University of Arizona in Maricopa. greater than 99.9% control. The efficacy data for TwinLink against tobacco budworm is also in line with those early bioassays that I showed you. Very high efficacy, ranging from a low of over 80% control to nearly 100% control from 50 to 110 days after planting. Those data for tobacco budworm were provided from trials conducted by Johnny Jenkins and Dr. Jack McCarty at the USDA in Starkville, Mississippi. 13 replicated trial locations are summarized in this slide. In our unsprayed coca plots, we did not get as much damage as the previous speaker, Dr. Green, but we did manage to get over 17% square damage in our unsprayed conventional plots. In contrast, the maximum square damage that we saw in our TwinLink plots was a little bit over 4%. In the assessments that we conducted from 50 to 110 days after planting. And importantly, in those TwinLink plots sprayed where necessary, according to local thresholds, square damage never exceeded 2% throughout that assessment period. Our boll data looks very similar. The maximum boll damage that we saw at these 13 locations was about 20%. We assessed boll damage between 60 and 110 days after planting. And compared with that 20% boll damage in conventional cotton, damage in TwinLink plots either unsprayed for insects or sprayed according to local thresholds never exceeded 2%. Sometimes the natural infestations of insects fail to cooperate, and they fail to show up, and so we have supplemented our field assessments with bioassay data. We've developed a method that involves sampling the first fully expanded terminal leaf from the cotton plants grown in the field, infesting that terminal leaf with a neonate target larva, keeping it under controlled conditions for 5 days, and then assessing it as either dead or functionally dead if it's still an L1 larvae, if it's failed to eat and develop, or as a survivor if it's developed to an L2 or an L3 stage. And there you can see an L3 surviving larva on a conventional cotton leaf after 5 days. Bioassays of 6 locations in the US in 2009 are summarized in this slide. You can see the efficacy against Helicobacter burpazea, cotton bollworm, ranging from a low of about 85% to nearly 100% in bioassays from 60 to 120 days after planting. Helicoverpa armigera data are presented here, and I know that these are not relevant to the US market, but Helicoverpa armigera is very relevant to all of our markets, target markets outside of the Americas, and we've used exactly the same bioassay method, this time in Brenes in Spain, and recorded efficacy against armigera ranging from a low of above 85% to 100% in assays performed between 68 days and 138 days after planting. The bioassays of TwinLink, the assessments of TwinLink that we've made against two important armyworm species are summarized here. We have moderate but not complete control of beet armyworm, ranging from 40 to 60%. We have good efficacy against fall armyworm, ranging from 80 to 95% in assays performed between 60 and 130 days after planting. Although that control is not complete, based on the published work, we feel that it's in line with the efficacy of currently available stacked BT products. Twinlink's got very strong efficacy against a couple of minor Lepidopteran pests of cotton. In these trials, we've done field counts, so a low bar is a good number. And against soybean looper, interestingly, we can see that almost all of the efficacy of Twinlink against soybean looper is coming from our Cry2 gene. The reverse is true for cotton leaf perforator. Almost all of our efficacy is coming from our Cry1 component. So in addition to the serious benefit of stacking BT genes in a plant from a resistance management standpoint, an additional benefit is that that can broaden the spectrum of the products against some of the minor Lepidopteran target pests. This slide format has been borrowed from Dr. Roger Leonard at LSU, who's been working with our technology for 3 or 4 years. And it summarizes those species against, it summarizes our current understanding of the spectrum and efficacy of our product. Our understanding is not complete today. And those species in gray, we have a good but limited data set. The species in black, we have a strong data set. And those in blue are a couple of species relevant outside the Americas. So running down the list, Twinlink has very strong efficacy against the foliar-feeding Lepidoptera, such as the leafworm, the loopers. It has excellent efficacy against tobacco budworm, against pink bollworm. It has very good efficacy against cotton bollworm, an American bollworm, or Helicoverpa armigera. And it has moderate but not complete efficacy against the important armyworm species. So our initial understanding of the efficacy and spectrum of our product is that it's very similar to, but not identical, to the currently available stack BTs that are on the market. In summary, for the last 3 years, four seasons, we have been intensively testing Twinlink cotton in the US in regulated field trials. In December 2008, we started to submit our regulatory dossiers for Twinlink in preparation for our US launch in 2012. Those tests so far have confirmed to us that Twinlink has no adverse agronomic effects, that its spectrum against major Lepidopteran pests could be ranked from best to worst, excellent efficacy against pink bollworm, tobacco budworm, very strong efficacy against cotton bollworm, good efficacy against fall armyworm, moderate efficacy against beet armyworm. A spectrum and efficacy that is similar to, but not identical, to the currently available stack BT products. Now, I haven't presented data today on the herbicide tolerance of our product, but those data will be presented at future Beltwides, and have so far confirmed to us that Twinlink glytol has full tolerance to glufosinate ammonium and glyphosate herbicides. Between now and 2012, we have a commitment to continue to thoroughly test this technology, not just at Bayer locations, but to expand our testing with the university and USDA cotton entomologists. We're somewhat limited in 2010 by our EUP, and we have to work within the constraints of these regulated trials. But it is our intention to expand our testing to include additional cooperators such as Dr. Green and Dr. Roberts in the audience, as well as those cooperators that have been working with us now for 3, 4, or more years. Importantly, in 2010, we're going to focus our testing of Twinlink glytol in elite Fibermax and Stoneville varieties. Pending regulatory approval in 2012, successful launch of Twinlink cotton stacked with glytol will provide U.S. cotton growers with choice and flexibility for their insect and weed control, help to keep them profitable and sustainable. Thank you for your kind attention. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Actually, we're going to have to forego questions to stay on time. Sorry. Thank you very much, Jonathan.